Welcome to the Irresistible You podcast. This is the place to get a dose of empowerment to create the life you crave and deserve. I'm your host, Amy Beltran, CEO and founder of Irresistible University. Through my signature online coaching program, I teach women just like you how to ditch the body image issues, gain confidence, and lose the emotional weight to look and feel irresistible at any size on your weight loss journey. If you would like to learn more about my group coaching program and see if you're a good fit for enrollment, please schedule a free confidence clarity call at irresistibleicing.com/call. You'll have access to my calendar and just pick the best date and time that works for your schedule. The link is also in the show notes. Welcome back to the Irresistible You podcast. If you are new here, hello, welcome. If you are a longtime listener, welcome back. In today's episode, we are going to be talking about how to take the first step towards weight loss when you feel too fat to even get started. When you just don't feel good about yourself mentally, physically, emotionally, you're uncomfortable in all of those areas, how do you even take the first step to get started and to get out of your wet blanket of misery? That is what we're covering today. So if that is something that interests you, keep on listening. All right. So what I want to talk about first is what I mean by taking the first step towards weight loss. Now, if you're listening to this episode in real time, Happy New Year. It is the beginning of 2021. It is the first Monday of this new year. And so for so many of you listening, you are coming off of that blurry jumble mix of days that is the holiday season. It's like the last couple weeks of December, they just feel like one day rolled into one. You don't even know what day of the week it is anymore. And for most of us, we are back in the saddle, back in our routine, back to work, back to school, back to our schedules. And, you know, I want to just first say that just because we're here in a new year doesn't mean that this is going to unlock the magic key to weight loss. You know, it's nice to have a fresh start. It's nice to have a fresh slate, but that in and of itself is not enough. And so if you struggle with that type of thinking, that, you know, the whole new year, new me kind of BS line, I want you to go back and listen to one of my most recent episodes where I talk about this, because I think it's really important for you to understand the difference between just, you know, this magical bullshit thinking versus, oh yeah, if I want to make changes in my life, then I have to make myself a priority. I have to show up for myself, and I have to then align my actions with my wants and desires. So we're just going to table that. If that is something that you need to listen to, go back and check out my last couple episodes where we talk a lot about the new year, new you. However, so, you know, as you're coming off the holiday season, especially, and you've probably spent a lot of time at home, a lot of time, probably in, you know, eating and doing all the things. And for me personally, let me just share, I'll kind of share where I'm coming from right now. So for those of you that are new here or don't know, or don't follow me on social media at Irresistible Icing, if you're curious, I just had my second baby back at the end of October. And since Javi, my son, was born, I have had one hell of a time. It's only been 2 months, but it feels like he should be 6 months old by now. I had so many unexpected postpartum complications that I never experienced with my daughter. And it took, you know, I was hospitalized after he was born. I had to get myself back to health, to feeling good again. As I sit here, I still have an open wound where my C-section incision had opened, which is not supposed to happen. And I'll probably have to continue to work on that another month or so. So I'm still not healed. I'm still not 100%, but I also then, you know, as the dust started to settle, then we get through the middle of December and my husband and I were, we got tested positive for COVID. So I was finding myself the other night doing a little inner fat bitch chatter. Okay. And yes, it still happens to me as well. It's not something that just goes away because you do the work, but you learn how to redirect your thoughts. You learn how to be self-aware about your thoughts so that you can identify it, redirect it, and choose a different path. So the other night, I was really dealing with a lot of inner fat bitch chatter of like, oh my God, I can't believe I have all this weight to lose again. I can't believe I haven't lost more by now. You know, Javi just turned 2 months old. What's wrong with you? Why aren't you back in the saddle, so to speak? You know, I didn't expect myself to lose the 50 pounds that I've gained, but I expected myself to be a little bit further ahead than I am. And so I started having this conversation with my husband about it, and he's really good at he's a Libra, so he's really good at seeing things objectively from both angles and kind of talking things out. He's just really good at that. And so we were talking about it, and he's like, babe, he's like, you've been through hell the last couple of months. He's like, matter of fact, all of us have, because you know, everything that happened affected the whole family on in some way. And he's like, you've been through hell, you know, you almost died, you know, you just went through all of these complications and things that we didn't know were going to happen. We didn't expect to happen. And then we got slammed with COVID. So we've literally been in survival mode. And I was like, yeah, but I'm using that as an excuse. And he's like, no. And I was thinking about it. I'm like, you know, sometimes we have these circumstances and it's not that they're excuses, but sometimes when you are literally in survival mode, your needs, your weight loss, you know, putting yourself first really does take a back seat. And when you're in the throes of a newborn, plus complications, plus trying to heal in the normal way that you have to heal, you know, hitting up DoorDash and not giving a rat's ass what you order, sometimes is just what you do to get through it. And I knew this as I was going through it, and I was like, right now I'm just in survival mode. And now for me, the dust has settled. You know, I'm still not 100% with my body in terms of the healing, but I am in a place now where I can actually focus on myself, focus on what I need, and put myself first in my journey. And that's where I'm at. And what I wanted to share with you was that what I was finding is, you know, the reason I had been so hard on myself also in the last like month or so, last couple of weeks, I have found it hard to put one foot in front of the other and to build momentum. And I had written in my journal, this was like before Christmas break and the New Year's break when I was like still in my office every day. And I had written my last entry in my journal. Actually, this wasn't too long ago, so 28th. I had put in here for one of my goals, I want to feel momentum. I want to feel proud of my decisions. And I was thinking so much about momentum, and that is what I really wanted to share today. How do you build momentum when the discomfort of weight loss is too big? So what I mean by that is like, here's what I want you to think about, and I'm sure that you can relate to this, where, you know, you've gained weight, you're not feeling good in your body, physically, mentally, emotionally, and let's just talk about the physical for a second, where you literally can feel the fat. You literally feel sluggish. You feel overweight. You feel fat. You feel just, it's like you're slogging yourself through mud because you've gone so long without activity and exercise. You've been eating nasty food that doesn't make you feel good physically in your body. And you feel uncomfortable in your clothes. You know that feeling where, like, you go to put your clothes on and everything is tight. Everything is short because the fat is too big. So everything is like shorter than it's supposed to be. And you just don't feel good in your body and your clothes. And I want to make a distinction here that just because, so here's where I'm at, guys. I've gained 50 pounds with my son, okay? And I've kind of been teeter-tottering between the same like 5 to 7 pounds since he was born, like gaining and losing it and gaining and losing it, because I just haven't been putting myself as a priority. And I will be very transparent with you about that. But what I have noticed is, here I am the last 8 to 9 months, well, longer than that now, but the whole 9 months of my pregnancy, I was wearing maternity clothes. And now he's born, you still wear maternity clothes for a while because technically I am still in what they call the fourth trimester. So my clothes still don't fit, but I'm in this weird place where I'm not pregnant. I could kind of pass as pregnant, and I just feel fat. Like, I'm gonna let me just be very, like, keeping it real and honest here, guys. I feel fat, right? I feel it on my body. I feel the extra weight. I feel physically uncomfortable at the moment. I don't feel good physically. And let me be very clear here about a distinction, because I have worked really, really hard on learning how to love myself, learning how to feel worth outside of my weight, learning how to live my life without being a certain size, learning how to lose the emotional weight. And I want to be very clear here that just because I've gained weight and just because I feel uncomfortable physically, I don't hate myself right now. And that is a very key distinction from where I would have been, 5 to 10 years ago, or even prior to that. I don't hate myself. I don't sit here and call myself names and beat myself up and tell myself how horrible of a person I am because I gained weight to have a baby. I don't do that anymore. Okay? But that doesn't mean that I don't, I can still not feel good in my skin physically. I still don't like what I see in the mirror. I look in the mirror and I see my belly and I see, all the extra fat that is still hanging around since Javi was born. And that doesn't mean I have to like it. But it also doesn't mean that I have to hate myself and I have to devalue and call myself worthless. So I hope that you see the distinction and the difference there. And the we have to get, and this was not part of the today's topic, but I think it's important to just say this. Body image, positive body image, body positivity, whatever you want to call it, does not mean, oh my God, I look so good. I'm so beautiful. I'm so amazing. I'm so hot. I'm so sexy. I look so good. I don't have to lose another pound. I never have to lose weight because I just need to love myself and accept that I can stay here and be okay. No. And if you're happy with what you see in the mirror, then that is amazing. You don't have to make changes. You don't have to be a certain size. You don't have to weigh a certain number. But when you don't feel good about yourself, when you don't feel comfortable physically, and the weight is affecting your quality of life in certain ways, well, you get to make the decision to make those changes. And I saw this really bullshit post the other day on Instagram about how intentional weight loss is bad. It means all, and I was like, first and foremost, this post was coming from someone who's probably never been more than 115 pounds their entire life. Yes, forcing yourself to lose 5 pounds when you're 115, that's not so healthy. But when you are someone who has been obese, morbidly obese, 50 pounds, 70 pounds, 100 plus pounds overweight, that's not in the same ballpark. And if you're watching and listening to people who say those kinds of things, they don't get it. So I am derailing. That was not part of today's topic, but I think it's just important to say there is a distinction between I don't like the way my body looks at the moment versus I don't like who I am in this moment. I love who I am. I love the life that I have created. I love the life I have created for myself with intention. I just don't like the physical body that I am in at the moment, but I take comfort in the fact, because it's a fact, that I get to change it if I desire to. And I get to take it as far as I want. I don't want to be thin. I don't want to have, I don't crave to be like super skinny, super small, like maybe I did in my younger years. You know, where I was before I had Javi, I was pretty good with that. I like being thick. I like being curvy. I don't mind having a roll when I sit down or two. That doesn't bother me anymore. Where years ago, that did bother me. That did make me feel self-conscious. I embrace all of that now. So I just want you to hear that, the decision to lose weight, it has to come from self-love. And I have so many episodes on that on the podcast. If you do a search, you'll find them. Losing weight because you know you deserve to feel better because you love and respect yourself will change your life versus the desperation that comes from, I just have to lose the weight. I can't believe I've gained all this weight over the holidays. Oh my God, look at me. I feel so gross. I feel so disgusting. What is the fastest way to just rip this fat off my body? That will never last. That will never make you feel good about yourself. That will never be something you can do the rest of your life. And the way I approach this, because after I had my daughter and I lost all but about 5 to 10 pounds of my pre-pregnancy weight, and I gained 70 pounds with her. In that time span, I never gained the weight back though, because I learned how to do this for the last time without putting this timeline and all these restrictions around it. And so where I had found myself lately was kind of in the conflict of, I don't like what I see in the mirror. I feel uncomfortable in my skin right now, physically. Like it's hard to do things. It's hard to do things right now because I haven't been active. I've been at home for months now. And I don't like how that feels. So I found myself not feeling good in my skin, feeling uncomfortable, just feeling sluggish, literally, like I feel like I'm slogging it through mud on a daily basis, physically. And then, feeling that way. And then the other part of me wants to get up, wants to go work out, wants to make better choices, wants to take better care of myself, wants to start, back on the weight loss journey. And then my actions are not aligning with that feeling because for me, when I do the self-reflection on it, is like I've just been in survival mode. It's been one thing after another after another, on top of recovering from having a baby via C-section, trying to take care of a newborn, hello, and a 4-year-old, and a dog. And have some semblance of a life somewhere in here, which that hasn't really been a thing lately because it's just been survival mode. So I had to kind of stop for a second and give myself some grace that right now, yes, those things are in conflict because you've just been in survival mode. And so when I sat down to really think about what do I need to do? Because here's what I know for sure. And I did this exercise a long time ago, and this is something that constantly sticks with me, is I do not want to fall asleep at the wheel and zombie walk my ass through my life. I refuse to, quote unquote, wake up in the spring when it gets hot as hell outside, because we go straight from cold to hot here, humid ass Virginia. I refuse to just wake up and go, oh shit, I don't have anything to wear. Nothing fits. I don't like how it fits. I don't like how it looks. I don't have any clothes that fit my body. I don't want to be seen. And I have a vivid memory of standing in front of my mirror in my old home, my old house years ago, where that happened for like the 100th time. Of going, oh my God, how did this happen again? My shorts won't even go over my ass. It's 100 degrees outside. I'll just wear leggings and look like an idiot. And I have spent hot days wearing leggings, wearing long sleeves because I was afraid to be seen, because I didn't like what I saw. And I pretended as if it just kept happening to me, like I wasn't in control of my choices. So what I know for sure is that if I don't get in the driver's seat and start making intentional decisions, that's where I end up again. And I don't ever want to feel that way again. So I was thinking, what is it that I need to do? What I need to do is I need to build momentum. I need to feel like I'm moving forward. I need to feel like the mud and the sluggishness and the slogging is getting easier and easier and easier. And the way that you do that is to take that first step. And that first, so here's what I want to say to you guys, especially if you're listening to this in the new year. What you end up doing out of desperation, when you hate what you see in the mirror, when you hate the way you feel, is out of desperation and panic, you look for the shiny diet that's the most restrictive, that promises you the fastest way to lose weight, because you're in panic, desperation mode. I just got to get the weight off so I can feel better. If I could just get 10 to 20 pounds off initially, I'm going to feel so much better, and then I'm going to have momentum. Because you think that anything less than restricting all of your foods, feeling hungry, working out 7 days a week for 90 minutes, anything less than that isn't good enough. Because you have this all or nothing perfectionism mentality. So instead of getting started and taking one small step and taking little tiny steps to build the momentum, what do? Instead, you do nothing. Because you've told yourself it's too hard. I'm not ready to hustle. I'm not ready for all the work. When the reality is, if you're hustling your way through weight loss, you're not doing it the right way. You should never have to hustle your ass through the weight loss journey. The only things you should be doing in your weight loss journey are things that you know you're willing to do for the rest of your life. Because there is no finish line in weight loss. And that's where a lot of you have it wrong too, where you think, okay, I'm going to get the 50 pounds off and then I'm done. I never have to do this again. You never have to act, you may never have to actively lose weight again, but if you go right back to what you were doing before, that's why you keep gaining your weight. So we have to just first and foremost make a decision that we are willing and ready to take the first step, even though it feels uncomfortable, even though we just feel ugh about ourselves. And so a great example of this is like I go to put my workout clothes on. They're tight. My pants, my workout pants, which are stretchy, they're tight. This one, like one shoulder, like little cute sweatshirt. It's like lightweight that I used to wear all the time. I went to put this on and it's short. It used to be like almost down to my knees. It's like super short because my middle section is bigger, so things rise. It's tight, not tight, tight, but it's not as loose as it used to be. Because I haven't probably put this on since I first got pregnant. Down to like putting my shoes on, my workout shoes, even my like my brown boots that I love to wear, even putting on my shoes, they feel snug. Even putting the hat on my head, like a workout hat, it feels snug, like WTF. So everything just feels like I feel like a foreigner, a prisoner in my body right now. Like, oh my gosh. And when I've put everything on and everything feels tight and everything doesn't fit the way I want it to fit and it feels uncomfortable, you know what happens is you initially think, I just don't want to do this. I don't want to go out in public. I don't want to be seen like this. This is uncomfortable and it hurts. And what is my measly ass 10-pound or 10-minute walk really going to do to put a dent in this hot mess? How many times do you think that way? And you think, I just want to stay home. I'd rather just go put on my loose, comfy clothes and sit on the couch with a blanket on me and not face the music of where I really am in my journey. And it's like, I'd rather just go eat and not think about it and keep promising myself tomorrow, the next day, the next day, the next day. And every day turns into this bullshit cycle. Because taking that first step, it feels uncomfortable. You know, you've spent how long sitting on the couch? How long have you spent not moving your body, not picking up a weight, not walking, not getting steps in? How long have you set? And so it's like, even with your eating, I want you to think about it. It's like eating the fattening, fried, greasy food is something you've been doing for so long that it just feels, even though you know it's making you uncomfortable, it's making you miserable, it's making you gain the weight, it feels comforting in some way versus stripping that away and eating a clean meal, eating a sheet pan meal with no fried food, you know, eating a big green, you know, protein rich salad does not feel good right now because you're taking those first steps and they feel like you're just slogging through it, and you are, and that is okay. And so, you know, taking that first step is you deciding, I am willing to take off this wet blanket. So let me explain the wet blanket. I talk about this analogy all the time. So for those of you that are new, I want to talk about this. And I think for those of you that aren't new, it's good to understand it in this context. So I want you to imagine you're on your couch and you pull your comforter, your big thick comforter, you pull it out of the dryer before it's completely dry. So it's super damp. And for whatever reason, because you don't have anything else, you decide, I want to lay here. So you get that damp comforter, that wet blanket, and you put it on top of you on the couch. And when you first put it on top of you, it feels horrible. It's cold. It's wet. It's heavy. But the longer you sit there in your wet blanket, your body does this really interesting thing where it starts to acclimate its temperature. It acclimates to the wet blanket. It gets used to the misery. It gets used to the discomfort. And you learn how to live with it. And it still doesn't feel great, but you've learned how to get used to it and how to acclimate to it. That you've almost forgotten what it felt like without the wet blanket. Okay. And in your mind, you're laying there going, oh, I'm so uncomfortable. If I just lay here, I'll be okay. Because the thing, what happens is if you start to move an arm or a leg and you get it outside of the blanket and it hits that cold air, it feels awful. It feels cold. The wind, the air, it's hitting your skin because you've been under this wet blanket for so long. So to do anything else but lay under your misery, your miserable ass wet blanket feels worse right now. Even though the logical part of your brain knows, I really shouldn't be laying under a wet blanket. This makes no sense. This literally makes no sense that I am choosing to live with this amount of misery. That, I want you, this metaphor that I'm using is the same thing when it comes to your weight loss. So what is your wet blanket? Your wet blanket might be, you know, it feels really uncomfortable right now to even walk for 5 minutes. Your wet blanket can also be, it feels really uncomfortable right now to eat, you know, a salad with no bread. It feels really uncomfortable right now to not have, you know, processed fried food, fast food, because I've been eating it for so long and I don't know where else to find comfort right now because I haven't done the work. It feels really uncomfortable right now to put my real clothes on, my non-stretchy pandemic clothes on. It feels really uncomfortable because everything is tight and it doesn't look good. So I'll just stay under my wet blanket, which is, what is your wet blanket? Your wet blanket could be the big, the big stretchy clothes. So this is why I want you to think about what this wet blanket means to you, because yes, taking the wet blanket off is going to be uncomfortable. It is going to feel cold. It is going to hurt. It is going to feel uncomfortable for a minute. But that is the key here, for a minute. So I want you to use that in your own life. Like, yes, the pain of having to go put those clothes on, having to face the music that they don't fit, having to face the music that your shoes are too tight, having to give up the comfort of sitting on your couch every night, eating ice cream, and watching Netflix for 4 hours. That feels like just horrible to you. And it is going to feel uncomfortable for a minute until you get acclimated to the new way you can feel. So there's this blip of time, and this blip of time for you might be a couple weeks. It might even be a couple of months where it just doesn't feel comfortable right now. And what you usually end up doing is because it feels uncomfortable, because it feels like shit, you give up before you even start. And then wonder why you're waking up in June, waking up in March, going, oh, I don't have anything to wear and I hate the way I look. I can't believe I did this again. Because you preferred to lay there under your wet blanket than to do something else different. Because you have learned how to live in your own misery. You have learned how to live this mediocre bullshit version of yourself, because you would rather do that than to go through the discomfort that it takes to become the better version of yourself. That is what the wet blanket analogy is all about. So at some point, you have to decide, I am ready to take the wet blanket off, even though I know I'm gonna feel discomfort for a minute. For a little while, I'm going to feel discomfort and I'm going to have to learn and acclimate how to do things differently. Because once I do that, then I'm going to feel something I haven't felt in a long time. Comfort, good, confident, peace. What is it that you want to feel? Pride in yourself, proud that you made the decision to take off your wet blanket. That is how you start taking the first steps towards weight loss when you feel too fat to start. And when you feel too fat to start, it's like, oh, well, this eating a sheet pan meal tonight isn't going to put a dent in where I want to be. Well, here's what really won't put a dent in where you want to be: sitting your ass on the couch, ordering DoorDash, eating fast food, and watching TV for 5 hours straight. That's not putting a dent in any fucking thing. So let's kind of dissect the logic or the lack of logic in our brain that's telling us it's better to just lay your ass here and go hit up the drive-thru and eat all the leftover food from the holidays because we need to get rid of it because God knows we don't want to waste food. So I'm going to waste it on my ass and shove it down my throat so I don't waste it. Think about the way you're doing things. And when you dissect it that way and you put it on the table, you realize how fucking asinine it all is. These are the rules. This is what I talk about inside of my coaching program, is you have to break these bullshit rules that you're creating. And one of your bullshit rules is, I can't waste food. So before I get started, I have to eat it all. What kind of logic is that? And how is you, how, like how, please explain to me how you eating leftovers from the holidays in your house is saving the world hunger problem. It's not. It's only making your issues worse. And so this all-or-nothing mentality, this perfectionist bullshit thinking, that is something, if you want to make changes in your life, you got to get really clear about changing that. Because doing something, any little tiny tweaks and changes, any little tiny bit, is a hell of a lot more than you just sitting there going, well, this isn't going to help. What's the point in working, you know, walking 10 minutes a day? That's not going to help. Well, how many minutes a day are you walking now? None. So 5 minutes a day would put a dent in your journey. But that's not good enough for you. Because if you can't go hard, if you can't lose the weight out of desperation and hustle and hard, it's not worth it to you. Because that's the only way you've ever done it. Because you didn't even know there was a different way to do it. And I know with 110% confidence and conviction, there is a better way to do it because I've done it. And that's why I don't have any doubt about myself and getting to where I want to be, because I've done it from a place of love. I have already done it from a place of not hating myself. And I sure as shit have enough practice doing it from a place of hating myself. And here's what I know for sure. I never kept the weight off for 3 years doing that. This last time, kept the weight off for almost 4 years. So how about we just make a decision that we're going to try something different. That we're going to be okay with taking small steps to build the momentum that we need. Because so here's the thing where you're like, yeah, but when I did the banana restrictive diet and the no carb diet and the keto diet, I lost 50 pounds. Okay, then why are you listening to this podcast? Because you gained it back. So if it was so great, if it worked, you wouldn't keep gaining the weight back when life punches you in the gut because you don't know how to handle your own emotions. So what do? You emotionally eat. You don't have any other hobbies or outlets because the pandemic happened and now you can't go to the gym. So that's why you're eating? That makes no sense. Because you don't have any other outlet besides food and Netflix? If your only hobby is food and Netflix, that's a problem. That is a major problem. What I'm also saying, there's nothing wrong with having a movie night, with having a veg out day where nobody leaves the house and you watch movies all day. But when that is your hobby, that is your only outlet, that is your only way to recharge your batteries, that is a problem. Emotional eating and Netflixing and chilling are the gateway to you not becoming who you want to be. And for me, I also recognize, because I have this self-awareness now, sitting in the house every single day, watching TV and only eating and watching TV as a source of entertainment, that for me is the gateway to depression. And when I am depressed, I eat and eat and eat. So why not make this the year that you say, I don't care how long it takes, but I'm going to make changes in my life, small changes every single day that I'm going to work on so that I never have to lose the weight again, ever. Because once you get to your goal weight, if you haven't made these small changes, that's why you go back to gaining back the weight as soon as life punches you in the gut, because you don't know how to handle your emotions. You don't know how to speak to yourself. You don't know how to think differently. All you know how to think like is someone who yo-yo diets out of self-hatred. So if you're walking your ass into the new year from a place of hustle, hatred, disgust, desperation, panic. Let me know where you are in 6 months from now, because I can predict the future. It's like my daughter when I ask her not to do something, and she's like, "But why?" I'm like, "'Cause I can predict the future. I already know what's gonna happen if you keep doing it." Same thing. Same thing. So this all or nothing thinking, that will continue to keep you where you don't want to be. Taking these small steps every single day, that is going to get you where you want to be in your weight loss journey. That is also going to get you where you want to be in creating the life that you want for yourself. Because as you know, becoming irresistible you is not just about what you weigh. It's about the life that you're gaining because you decide to lose the weight. It's about the life that you're putting on hold because of what you have made the weight mean in your life. It is about you sitting around waiting for the weight for some magic shit to happen. You know where the magic is? The magic is in you and you making these decisions to take that first step, to take that wet blanket off, knowing, yeah, it's going to be uncomfortable for a minute. But I'm willing to feel that level of discomfort because that level of discomfort will go away. It will go away eventually. The sluggishness, the so let's, you know, I remember when I was training for a 5K before with one of my girlfriends, and when we first started, I felt slow. I felt sluggish. I was slogging it through mud. I could feel my ass jiggling when I would run. Everything felt hard and heavy, and even the little 30-second intervals that we had to run felt like hell. So, yeah, it's like, you know what would be more comfortable right now? To not wake up at 5 in the morning and train for this 5K and to go to sleep. But is that going to get me where I want to be? Is that going to get me across the finish line? Hell no. But if I keep doing my 30 seconds, then I get up to 60 seconds, and I keep doing these intervals, and I keep doing it every single day, guess what? It gets easier. The only way the discomfort of taking the wet blanket off gets easier is to keep doing it every single day and making the decision, I know I might feel uncomfortable right now. I know my clothes might feel tight. I know that I have to get used to finding other ways to entertain myself. I know that I have to learn how to eat better. But I would much rather feel that discomfort than ever lay my ass under that blanket again. It's a decision, and it's yours to make. And I don't care what's going on around you, you get to make that decision. And, one of the other things I want to say too is you can't just focus on how far you need to go. How much weight do you need to lose? And the reason for that is, I'm looking at myself right now and I have almost 100 pounds to lose, you guys. That's hard to admit. That's hard to admit. For me, like, I don't necessarily care where I end. Like my first goal is really to lose, like, the just about 60 pounds so I can get back to, like, my first. Like, I want to be in Wonderland. And I, right now, am almost 60 pounds away from that. Do the math. I don't hold back on here. I'll be real and honest with y'all. And if I stayed at the 190s, I'd probably be okay with that. I'm happy with that. I like the way I look at 190. I like the way I feel. I'm strong. I'm muscular. I'm curvy. I'm still thick. But I don't feel fat at one in the 190s, if that makes sense. Right now, your girl just feels fat. I do. And that's the raw, honest truth. And just because I feel overweight and I feel really fat, it doesn't mean I hate myself. It's like, okay, I don't like what I see, so let's get to work and let's figure out how to do this because we know how to do this. And I'm not going to do it out of desperation and panic. over like, oh my God. It's like, no, because I know I'm not having any more kids. I have no reason to gain my weight back again. You know, I could sit here and I could beat myself up and go, you fat fucking pig. I can't believe you gained almost 60 pounds again with your baby, with Javi. You know, you gained almost 70 with Kat. What is wrong with you? Guess what? My body just gains about 60 pounds when I get pregnant. It is what it is. It's temporary. It's a blip in time. I never have to do it again. But what I do have to do again is live with myself every single day. I have to like myself. I have to love myself. I have to think that I'm worthy of taking care of myself. And losing weight out of desperation, out of hate, out of disgust, how is that helpful? And there's no way that that's helpful. And so you can't focus on how far you need to go, because if I were to focus on how far I need to go, then why would I even want to start? Because then, yeah, it feels like, well, this 10-minute walk that I have planned after this podcast really isn't going to do shit. And here's the thing. One 10-minute walk isn't going to do shit. One 10-minute walk, 5 days a week, now we're talking. I could sit here and think, well, you know, making my sheet pan dinner tonight, that's not going to do shit. Might as well order out. Well, yeah, that one dinner is not going to do shit. Cooking at home 5 to 6 days a week, cutting out carbs in certain areas and making things more high protein. Yeah, that is going to put a dent in where I want to be. And you have to be willing to do the things that don't feel all that comfortable right now, because eventually they will. For example, all I used to drink my entire life was Coke, real Coke. And somewhere in my 20s, I started substituting Coke for Diet Pepsi. And to this day, I'm 39. I cannot stand the taste of a real soda. Like if a restaurant screws up my order, I immediately know that it's real Coke and I will have it sent back. I cannot stand the taste. And I remember crying when I realized I needed to switch to Diet Coke or Diet Pepsi. I cried because I was so angry about it. And now I don't even have to think about it. The same thing with water. I didn't start drinking water. This is like crazy. I didn't start drinking water till I was in my 20s. It's a true story. And I hated it. It made me gag. I thought it was disgusting. And now if I don't get enough water in for the day, I feel it. I physically don't feel good. So all of these things that you're doing, they might feel hard. They might feel impossible, but eventually they're just going to become how you do things. Just like brushing your teeth. It's just, you just do it. How many of you actually think about, well, I hope I brush my teeth this morning when I wake up. If you are thinking about it, girl, anyway, I don't have to think about it. When I wake up in the morning, it's like, I just do it. Same thing at night. It just happens. I just do it. It's like now I don't sit there and agonize. Oh, I should order a Diet Pepsi instead of a Pepsi. I just do it. It's what and I want to do it. It's the same thing, right? So it's like you've got to take these small steps to build the momentum. And the thing about building momentum is that building momentum gives you confidence. The more little steps you take, the more you build momentum, you start to feel better. You start walking every day, 5 to 10, even just 5 to 10 minutes a day, you're already going to start feeling better. And even before you feel better physically, you're going to start building that emotional momentum. Because you're going to go like, damn, I did what I said I was going to do today. And that builds trust in yourself. It tells yourself that, hey, I didn't quit on myself today. I did what I said I was going to do. And the more you do that, you build confidence. The confidence doesn't come because you lose the weight. The confidence comes in the way you start making decisions, the way you start showing up for yourself, the way you start doing what you say you're going to do. Because when you do these bullshit hardcore diets, and then life goes to shit, and then your diet goes to shit, so does your confidence and your trust, because you keep letting yourself down, because you were doing something that wasn't, like, it wasn't even sustainable in the first place. So weight loss is the culmination of these little tiny decisions that in the moment they feel insignificant. What's 5 minutes going to do? I'd rather just lay my ass on the couch. What's 5 minutes? Well, it's 5 minutes more than you're currently doing. And let's be real with yourself. You're not going to get up and do a 90-minute P90X hardcore workout. And that's the thing, too, is like when you're doing this all or nothing bullshit, you're giving up and you're failing before you even get started. That whole, I got to clear the cabinets, I got to clear the kitchen, I got to buy all the workout clothes, I got to buy the new journal, I got to do all the things before I can even start. Well, why don't you just start? It requires nothing for you to make a decision that I'm going to try one new thing today. I'm going to do at least one thing today and keep that promise to myself. And what if all those little decisions, you know, built this momentum that I never have to gain this weight again? Like, think how, like, that just feels good. That just feels liberating to know I don't have to, like I always, so one of the things I do to help break down my goals, and maybe we can do a whole episode on this, is I call them decades. So like the 240s, the 250s, the 230s, each one of those is a decade. And one of the things I like to do is I like to take my weight, like my where I'm at, and break it down. So instead of saying, oh, I have to lose 100 pounds, it's like, I just need to break through this decade. And then I'm going to worry about the next decade. And that feels so much more obtained. And it's something to celebrate of like, I never have to see that decade again. It's over. It's over. As long as I continue to do what I'm doing, it's over. And I don't have to go back there. And what if you could honestly tell yourself, let's say you're in the 240s, I never have to see the 240s again. I'm done. Because you didn't just... So here's the thing, guys. You have to learn how to lose the emotional weight with the physical weight. Because every single one of you listening right now, like, nod your head in agreement if you agree with this. You know how to lose weight. You know what to do. You know what to eat. You know how to eat in moderation. You know how to balance. You know how to pick the right foods. You know what to pick on a menu. You know how to work out because you've done it before. But what you haven't done before is learn how to shut the inner fat bitch down when life feels too hard. To shut the inner fat bitch down when you're in the middle of your journey and you still don't like what you see in the mirror. And you want to just go self-sabotage because of it. You don't know how to have a relationship with yourself that doesn't revolve around losing weight and eating food. Tell me what diet is going to teach you how to do those things, because they won't. All they teach you is the illusion of the before and after story. And you don't need another before and after story, because there is no after. There is no such thing as after. Because as long as you keep buying into the before and after story, you're buying into the idea that you reach a certain level and you're done. And you're never going to be done. There is no finish line in this. There is no finish line in weight loss. You might get to the goal weight that you have created for yourself, but if you want to maintain that lifestyle, then you don't go backwards into doing what you did before. But if you do it the way I'm telling you, it doesn't feel like you've reached this number and now you can just let off the, it just feels like, okay, I'm here. I've arrived and I plan on staying here. And I'm now doing things in my life that don't feel like I'm even having to work. So weight loss is a culmination of all these small decisions. And it starts with you deciding, I'm going to take the wet blanket off, even if it feels and it will feel uncomfortable. And I'm going to work on accepting that taking small steps is doing something. So that's it, guys. This was a long episode. I had a lot to say, and I hope it's helpful. And so, if it is helpful, and this episode or any episode in the series has helped you, I would love if you could take a couple of minutes and just head over to iTunes and leave a rating and review for the Irresistible You podcast and let me know how this has helped you, how this has changed your life in any way. I love to see your reviews. And what it also does is it gets the podcast into the algorithm, into the feeds, so that other women can discover the Irresistible You podcast as well. And that would be, just amazing for me if you could do that. So let's continue the conversation inside of our free Facebook group. If you go onto Facebook, search Irresistible You Podcast, go to the groups tab, request to join, and I will get you approved. And you can also follow me on Instagram at Irresistible Icing. That is where I post behind the scenes, what's going on with the podcast, what's going on in my personal life, how am I doing, all the things. And you can also let me know, what you'd like to see more of on the podcast or on my social media. What do you want to see more of this year that would be helpful for you in your own journey? So thank you so much for listening. Let's make this the most irresistible year we've had yet. I will see you inside of the group and I will catch you in the next episode. Until then, stay irresistible. Bye, guys.